You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce.
And Megan. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
That's like a trademark, Megan. That's your trademark. And you go, hi, everybody. I can't even do that. Like, I can't go that high.
Oh, I think they should can my hi, everybody.
I think we should make it, we should give it to Anchor as one of those sounds that people can put on their podcast. You know, you just hit the button and go, hi, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. So, in this particular episode, we are talking about how to connect with your audience and what it does for the growth of your podcast. And I just want to say happy Monday. We are going to Las Vegas next week, and we're going to do our podcast on location from Las Vegas. Yes, I don't know if it's the greatest thing to go, Megan, during the Delta variant, but we're going to protect ourselves. We are vaccinated.
We do not take our masks off. We keep 6 feet distance. And
that's
hope
it.
Hope for the best.
But now I want to tell you guys that coming up this week, we're also going to have an excellent, well-planned episode on having podcast guests and what the guests actually do for your podcast. If should you have them on every episode, on some episodes? Should you have them just not at all? Well, we'll talk about that during the week. But this particular episode is on growing your podcast by connecting with your audience and ways to do that. Megan, have you seen a lot of podcasters doing this? Have you seen them attempting to connect with their audience?
I've seen podcasters attempting to, and I've seen podcasters attempting not to by just, you know, talking about themselves, not asking questions. There's many ways to connect with your audience. And I honestly believe that 99% of all podcasters may not know exactly how to do it.
99%. Woo!
They can improve.
They can improve.
So listen carefully to the advice we're going to give you here on this podcast.
Yes, because we see that the podcasts that grow the fastest and actually have the most reviews on Apple Podcasts, and that's very important, by the way, guys. It's important to connect with your audience in various ways. And I just want to ask you guys, if you're enjoying our podcast, could you please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts? We just put this podcast out a couple of months ago, so we could definitely use the ratings. But we're here to make your podcast better by giving you the strategies and tips that work for us, because we see hundreds of podcasts on the New York City Podcast Network, and this is not my first podcast, so this is more like my third podcast, but this is the one that I'm actually really focusing on because you guys are my audience and I want to connect with you, you know, hence this particular episode. And we'll talk about ways to do it. We're also going to talk about the way that Frank Sasso, the Anxiety Therapist podcast, and how he connects with his audience and how you guys can adopt that strategy. So stay tuned for that. So now, Megan, let's get into it. Now, I just want to say that the very first thing I'm going to tell you guys right away when you want to connect with your audience is point blank, you need to talk to them. And talking to your audience is the fastest way to connect with them and actually grow your podcast. Now, let's be real here. Not everybody who's in your audience stays in your audience. It is possible that people will join your podcast, subscribe to it, and not like what they hear, and then unsubscribe. And it can happen to any of us, okay? It could be anything that just so shows your audience that you're not talking to them. So the first thing I'm going to say to everybody listening is exactly what I'm doing. Address everybody directly on your podcast. Talk to your subscribers. When you have a guest or a co-host, I see a lot of podcasters, what they do is they talk only to the guest and only to the host or to the co-host. They do not talk to the audience. Now, ways that, I mean, yes, you can have a podcast guest. I have an amazing co-host sitting right next to me.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. You are the best.
No, you are the best.
You are the best.
Who's better than you?
You.
All right, we're talking too much to each other. We're not connecting with our audience, and we're going against what I just said. So, everybody, listen. Talk to the audience. You can use the word everybody, okay? You can even use the word you, but I wouldn't use it too much because then you're talking to one person, and that's not kind of, that's kind of not talking to your audience. So it's important that you use words like everybody. You can actually use, I mean, I wouldn't say use you all or you, but something similar to that, maybe you can, like things that we do is your tone of voice. The tone of voice knows. People listening know by your tone of voice if they're talking to you or you're talking to them or you're talking to somebody else that's in your room. And I'm addressing everybody in this audience. Megan, what do you think of that?
I think you're doing a great job, Bruce.
I'm not asking if I'm doing a great job. I'm asking, do you know any words that you could use to address your audience? I said everybody. Like, hey, everybody, how you doing? You actually say, hey, everybody, in the beginning. So,
you what, could...
Like, how do we address the audience? What words do we use?
You?
Yeah, but you have to use the word you very sparingly. I don't know if you is a very professional word, you know, in and of itself. You know what I mean? So I think that I would say everybody is just kind of a softer way of saying you in a way, right? And I don't even know, I don't know what other word I could use because I know that I use the word everybody all the time. So start using that, everybody. Start using the word everybody to your audience. You're addressing them. Now, again, I said this, the tone of voice, okay? Your audience members know when you are talking to them or you're talking to somebody in the room, like a co-host or a guest. I said this before, and I'll say it again. One of the tricks that I use is when I'm actually talking on my podcast, I actually look at the microphone, and I pretend the microphone is a person. And I sometimes put a head there. Megan, did you ever see the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks?
Nope.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, Tom Hanks played, I forgot his character name, but for those of you that have not seen the movie Castaway, what he did was he was an executive, I think he was a vice president for FedEx, and he was on the plane and the flight went down. I think there was a storm and the plane crashed. And he ended up in the cave on the remote island. And he had to survive. So he learned survival skills real fast. And one of the things he did was he befriended the volleyball from Wilson. And it was called Wilson. He called it Wilson. All right. I haven't seen the movie in like 10 years. I believe, what'd he do, Megan? He found a magic marker. And I think he wrote a face onto the volleyball. So when he was talking to, quote, Wilson, unquote.
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, well, I did. You know, and some of the people who were listening did. He actually was doing exactly that. He was talking to the volleyball. I mean, he had no choice. He had nobody else there. But when I'm talking into the microphone in my podcast, I look at the microphone and sometimes I imagine somebody's face. Like I'm talking to a real person. And I do that a lot because that helps me address the audience faster. Now, I'm going to give you another cool idea on how to connect with your audience when we come back from these messages. And we're going to play a couple of clips from the Anxiety Therapist podcast from Frank Sasso. And I'll explain to you what he does because if you guys want to check out him, you can go to the New York City Podcast Network or Apple Podcasts, and you could look him up. You can look up the Anxiety Therapist podcast. So we'll see you guys after these messages. And we are back. And I want to let you guys know that we are doing the daily success briefings. These are 2 to 3 minute, sometimes a little bit longer, podcasts every single day from Monday to Friday. on little success tips that I pick up when I'm doing these podcasts. And I just want to share them with you. Okay, so if you like that alone, you can subscribe to the podcast and please rate us on Apple Podcasts. So now I want to get into what podcaster Frank Sasso is doing. We met a couple of months ago when he signed up his podcast on the New York City Podcast Network. And now we're promoting the Anxiety Therapist podcast. And I have listened to a bunch of his episodes. Now, the interesting thing is that I notice that when he talks in his podcast, he actually addresses the audience and he does it with emotion. Now, understanding that this is about anxiety and, you know, anything that goes along with that. Like there's, you know, I have my daughter and I really liked his episode called Toxic Parenting and a few other episodes as well. If you listen to those episodes, he actually talks to the audience. You can actually feel it and he has the emotion. And emotion is what's needed. Now, I didn't really mention that before, but I'm mentioning it now. Frank definitely has mastered emotion on his podcast. But the one thing he did that really impressed me was when I started listening to his podcast, because I listen to a lot of the podcasts on our network, and I, you know, it's just my job to do that. I noticed that he has this interesting segment called, I believe it's the viewer email, and he actually says, now we're going to address or answer a viewer email. And on this particular episode that I was listening to, it just happened to be mine. I actually wrote in about holding grudges. I know a bunch of people in my family that hold grudges, and it drives me nuts. And I wanted to bring that to his attention and see what his take was on it. I'm going to play this clip right now.
Let's move on to today's listener email. Today's listener email comes from Bruce out of New York City. I'll just read you his message and I'll share my response. Here's what he wrote. He wrote, "Hey Frank, I liked your episode on toxic parenting styles, but I was wondering if I could get your take on forgiving people from the past and letting go of grudges that have lasted for years. And this includes people who I'll never see again, because some of them have basically passed on. Sincerely, Bruce." So yeah, Bruce, thanks for your question. I want you to know that I really appreciate that you took some time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Well, here's the message I sent.
Now that, Megan, and everybody else who's listening, was Frank Sasso, and how he addresses his audience members on his podcast when he write in on his website, which I think is an incredible idea. Now, if you guys have a website, what you can do, it doesn't have to be a website. It could be Facebook. It could be Instagram. It could be just in the comments of a blog post, right? Mm-hmm. You ask people what they want to know about. And Frank will hopefully get to it. You know, maybe he might not, because he gets a lot of requests, I'm sure. And when he does get to it, he'll address you. Now, the one thing I'm going to say, the one suggestion I'm going to have for you, Frank, and I know Frank is listening, is I thought that it was great that you answered my email, but the one thing I'm going to say is that I thought that it was a little longer than expected, because what I was thinking was, and don't get me wrong, I love what you did. I think that when you're addressing a viewer email, keep it, if at all possible, down to about 60 to 90 seconds, because I would say that after that time, the audience members might be uninterested. And, you know, maybe that the situation that the viewer email is not really pertaining to the other audience members. And in this way, they might not, you know, they might tune out at that point, because, you know, they might be thinking, well, this podcaster is addressing that particular person. So I would basically say that, or suggest the keeping it down to 60 or 90 seconds. I believe Frank was talking to me for about 3.5 to 4 minutes. And Megan, do you think 60, 90 seconds is good? Is it too long? Is it not long enough? What's your opinion on that?
I think it varies. It varies on the topic, depending what you're saying.
It varies on the topic,
I also sometimes, because I myself am not the greatest listener, I like to repeat something.
What?
I like repeating what I'm saying. So if you want to make a point, there's nothing wrong with making it in several different statements.
Yeah.
As long as the statements are different, because you want to drive your point home. And people tune out. People have other things on their mind. When they're listening to your podcast, they're not always 100% paying attention.
Yeah.
They could be in their car. They could be anywhere. So you can repeat it. So long to me is not necessarily bad. I would say repeating is better than long.
But now what, okay, you're trying to connect with your audience. And let's say you have 50 people listening at that time, or you have 1,000 people listening, and you want to address a person's concern. Maybe they emailed you on your website. How long is the ideal time to address that person without alienating the rest of the audience? I'm just curious.
I wouldn't do it for more than 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
What do you think?
I said 90 seconds.
Listen, you if think, it's a relevant issue.
It was a relevant issue.
To other people.
Well, I said that before too, yeah.
It depends totally on the issue.
Yeah.
Totally. You want to give me an example of an issue? And I'll tell you how long to go with it. If it's very personal, then I would give it 1 minute. If it could apply to most of the audience, yeah, I would give it 3 minutes.
See, I like what Frank does. I like his idea. And I think I want to copy that. I want to steal it from you, Frank. I want to have a place where our subscribers can call in or just email us with a question. So I think we're going to start doing that. And I just want to say, if you want to know more about how to be emotional in your podcast and how to connect on that level with your audience, definitely check out the Anxiety Therapist podcast, because I think, Frank made me a subscriber for life. And I believe he's a subscriber to our podcast for life too. So it's nice when podcasters subscribe to each other as well and rate each other and support each other. So it's really good. So listen, guys, the next episode is going to be during this week. Whoops, her phone fell. And it's going to be on podcast guests and how good or bad they are for your show. And also just how they let you connect with your audience. So guys, listen, maybe that's, is that another way? Is that another way to actually address the audience? If we say guys?
I wouldn't say guys.
Not guys. Okay.
Don't say guys. Let's be gender neutral here.
Let's be gender neutral. Okay. So you think everybody's just the better word?
Everybody.
I like everybody. All right. I'm going to stick it right.
Everyone. Everybody.
Everybody. Everyone. Okay. So every...
Folks is always a good one.
What?
Hey, folks. How's everybody out there?
But what if they don't like folk music?
No, you just say folks. No,
what if they like heavy metal? You're going to call them folks? You're going to call them metalheads?
I think it all works. It all works good.
Okay. Folks is a good one also. I happen to like everybody, but yeah, some kind of collective noun. Except for you. Don't say you. Except for special occasions. All right, guys, enjoy. Yeah, I just did it. I just messed up. Okay, everybody, enjoy. And I will see you guys on the daily success briefings tomorrow. Rate us on Apple.
No song today?
Oh, no song.
You don't want to play a song?
Oh, a song. I'm sorry. Yes, what song are we going to play?
Well, I kind of was listening to Chasing Tornadoes a little bit.
Chasing Tornadoes?
Yes, the Serbian version.
The Serbian version?
Yes.
Okay.
Show everybody that one and they could hear it?
Yes. Let's play Chasing Tornadoes. Now, Megan said the Serbian version. So I have a couple of versions. The Serbian version is where I actually had a guitarist from Serbia, a bass player from Serbia, and a drummer from Russia. It's a song about a little bit heavier song. It's a little bit more hard rock. And it's off my Reevaluate album, which is on Spotify. You guys can get my music on Spotify. And it's about the time when somebody realizes that they're getting older and they better...
Chasing Tornadoes? Isn't it about tornadoes?
No, it's not about tornadoes. It's a metaphor for midlife crisis.
Oh.
And if you listen to the lyrics, you'll know that, for those, anybody who's over the age of 40 or 50, especially men that go through midlife crisis, it's kind of a metaphor where you're kind of chasing tornadoes. You're going in a circle of things that you could have done when you were younger and you waited too long. And now you realize you're getting older and you might not be able to do those things. And that's kind of my take on midlife crisis. So it's in this song called Chasing Tornadoes. As always, Megan will introduce it.
By Bruce Chamoff, Chasing Tornadoes.
Taking head on. Don't know where to go, it's in the distance. It's forming high and low, and soon it'll touch the ground. Where are all my friends? They're hiding in the cellars. But me, I'm different. I'm chasing tornadoes. Chasing tornadoes. Whoa, whoa. I'm chasing tornadoes. Chasing tornado, whoa, whoa. How the FF did he go? He hid behind a glass bottle. It shattered in the eye of the storm. I'm fascinated, but I'm scared shit. And the only way to run away is go all the way back home. Where are all my dreams? They're spinning around in the twister. And soon they'll be shattered. I'm obsessed. Take the risk in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, South Dakota, Illinois, and Texas. I'm chasing tornadoes. Chasing tornadoes. Whoa, whoa. I'm chasing tornadoes. I'm chasing tornadoes. Whoa, whoa. I'm chasing tornadoes. Spinning it.